ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पातविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य न चायुक्तस्य भावना न चाभावयतः शान्तिः अशान्तस्य कुतः सुखम् इन् दिस् 66th श्लोका भगवान् असर्ट्स् दट् देर् विल् नाट् बि एनी हेपिनेस् for a person who doesn't have sense control and mind control. Ayuktasya buddhihi nasti. Ayuktaha means a person who is not integrated, a split person, a person who doesn't have sense control and mind control. For him buddhihi nasti, this atma buddhi will not be there. Nacha yuktasya bhavana, because of this split personality, he will not have establishment in bhavana, that is in knowledge. And nacha bhavayata shantihi, when he doesn't have establishment in that self knowledge, there is no question of shantihi. And ashantasya kutas sukam, without shanti, where is the question of happiness? Where is the question of happiness? Means there is no question of happiness at all. So we saw in the last class, how can we say jnani alone is happy? All are happy only with their own small small things. All are little bit happy only. All are happy with their wealth, with their people, with their children, with their properties. How can you say only a wise man is a happy person? For that Vedanta replied that happiness gained through self-knowledge is the actual happiness. The happiness born out of knowledge of infinitude is the real happiness. The happiness born out of sense pleasures are not at all happiness. Ehi sansparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adyanta vantah kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. Bhagavan will tell in the future chapters. There Bhagavan says that samsparshaja bhoga, the bhogas which are born out of samsparsha, that is contact between the sense organs and the sense objects, are not at all source of happiness, but they are source of dukkha yonaya evate. They are source of dukkha. They are pregnant with a baby called pain. Only thing is, you have to wait maybe 5 months or 10 months. When baby is delivered, then only you will come to know that it is a painful affair. In Upanishad it says, Yovai bhuma tat sukham nalpe sukham asti bhumaiva sukham. In infinite only there is a real happiness. In finite things, alpe na sukham asti, there is no happiness at all. The so-called happiness also doesn't come from the external world. In the last class we saw an example. A child sucks the thumb thinking that there is mother's milk. Neither mother's milk is there nor thumb produces the saliva which it takes as a mother's milk. When thumb is sucked by the child, saliva comes. Saliva comes from where? From the child's own mouth, not from the thumb. So thumb is equal to external world. Thumb neither gives the original milk or the saliva. Similarly, external world is neither the cause of ஞானானந்தா நார் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் விஷயானந்தா. ஸோ லாலா பான இவா அங்குஷ்டே பாலானாம் தன்ய விப்ரமாத். Child thinks because of its ignorance that the thumb gives the mother's milk. Shastra says, or Vedanta says, that it is childishness to think that the external world is the source of happiness. Asare kalu samsare sukabhranti manishinam. This is a bhranti, not actual happiness. Bhagavan continues. What will happen if a sadhaka does not have Shama and Dhamma? Bhagavan answers in the next shloka, shloka number 67.
Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati prajnam vayurnavam ivambhasi.
The prajna or jnanam born out of shravanam and mananam will be robbed by sense organs if a sadhaka doesn't have Shama and Dhamma, sense control and mind control. At a crucial moment, this knowledge should help me. When I am in really need of this knowledge, what is that knowledge? I am the ultimate source of, I the consciousness is the ultimate source of everything, whatever is in the world. Nothing can attract me, nothing can make me run towards it, or nothing can be the source of fear for me. Whenever the situation comes in our life, we generally have these two things only. Either we are attracted to that situation or we are afraid of that situation. So that time only this knowledge should come and help. Because of the distraction in this mind and because of the not controlled sense organs, this knowledge is not a handy one for me to use. Yad manaha anuvidhiyate, one whose mind follows charatam indriyana, that means the wandering sense organs. Charata means wandering all over, like a grazing cow. That grazing cow doesn't wander with a particular direction. It wanders here and there. No direction at all for that. Similarly, this ordinary person's mind also, one moment he thinks about this and the next moment about that, next moment third one, like that. It goes on wandering. If the mind follows these wandering sense organs, tad asya prajnam harati, that sense organs rob this knowledge. Wandering mind and sense organs will not allow the knowledge to get established. That is the reason, even after years of Vedantic study, even after years of bhajans and pujas and meditations, life is not transformed. Because there is no particular direction in his life. So he goes to temples, he goes to ashrama, does a lot of bhajans, meditations. But ask him what happened after 30 years or 40 years of these spiritual practices also. Life is not transformed. Because the mind which is to be involved in that spiritual practices is not available for him. It is behind the sense organ. Therefore this knowledge either doesn't enter in his mind, or it is a mechanical practice. A split mind cannot assimilate the Vedantic teaching. His life will be like a boat in the ocean, tossed by the directionless wind. Vayuhu navam iva ambhasi. His life is like a boat which is tossed by the wind. Vayuhu means wind, navam means boat. Ambhasi, in the ocean, the boat is there. Suddenly a wind comes in one particular direction, that boat goes in that direction. Again, opposite direction wind comes, again boat is going towards that opposite direction. Similarly, without any direction, his mind will be tossed. When the boat is tossed and destroyed, what will happen to the person who is traveling in that boat? Naturally, his life also is destroyed. Therefore, Bhagavan gives a warning here. A sadhaka should have sense control and mind control.
Tasmadyasya mahabaho nigruhitani sarvajah indriyani indriyarthebhyah tasya prajna pratishtitam.
With this shloka, Bhagavan concludes the topic called జ్ఞాన నిష్టా సాధనాని. అర్జున ఆస్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని. వైల్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది జ్ఞాని హూ ఇస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్, హూ ఇస్ ది స్థిర ప్రజ్ఞ, హూస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్, భగవాన్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది సాధనాస్ ఫార్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్మెంట్ ఇన్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సాధనాని, జ్ఞాన నిష్ట సాధనాని. సో ఫ్రమ్ 58 శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ భగవాన్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ సాధనాస్. సో నౌ హీ కన్క్లూడ్స్ తస్మాత్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ వేదాంత వెన్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఫోర్ కమ్స్ వీ షుడ్ ఆస్క్ వేర్ ఫోర్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ టెలింగ్ దట్ తస్మాత్. సో భగవాన్ సేస్ సిన్ ఏ లైసెన్షియస్ లైఫ్ విల్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ద డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ అండ్ నేచురలీ ఇట్ విల్ ఎండ్ అప్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫాల్. వన్ రీజన్, సిన్స్ ఇంద్రియాణి ప్రమాత్సీని హరంతి ప్రసభం మనః, దిస్ ఇంద్రియా సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్, దే విల్ రాబ్ ది మైండ్, హరంతి ప్రసభం, దే విల్ ఫోర్సిబ్లీ రాబ్ ది మైండ్. దిస్ ఐడియాస్ వీ ఆల్రెడీ హ్యావ్ సీన్, ఇట్స్ ఏ కన్క్లూషన్, ఉపసంహారా దే కాల్ ఇట్. సిన్స్ విషయ ధ్యానం విల్ లీడ్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ ఫాల్, ధ్యాయతో విషయాన్ పుంసః సంగస్తేషు ఉపజాయతే సంఘాత్ సంజాయతే కామః, కామాత్ క్రోధో విజాయతే క్రోధాత్ భవతి సమ్మోహః, సమ్మోహాత్ స్మృతి విభ్రమః, స్మృతిభ్రంశాత్ బుద్ధినాశః, బుద్ధినాశాత్ ప్రణశ్యతి. లైక్ దట్ 8 స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫాల్ వాజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ బై భగవాన్. సో దట్ విషయ ధ్యానం ఇస్ ది క్రూషియల్ వన్ విచ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ లీడ్స్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ ఫాల్. థర్డ్ రీజన్. దెన్ ఫోర్త్ రీజన్ ఈజ్ అయుక్తస్య సుఖం నాస్తి. ఎన్ అన్ఇంటగ్రేటెడ్ పర్సన్, ఎ స్ప్లిట్ పర్సన్ కెన్ నెవర్ హ్యావ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ ది సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వితౌట్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్మెంట్ ఇన్ ది సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ గెయినింగ్ సుఖం ఆర్ హ్యాపీనెస్. దెన్ ఫిఫ్త్ రీజన్ ఈజ్ విధేయాత్మ ప్రసాదం అధిగచ్చతి. ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హిస్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ అండ్ మైండ్ ఫైనలీ ఈస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్, సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్ అండ్ మైండ్ కంట్రోల్ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వేర్ ఫోర్ ఆల్ దిస్ రీజన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు బ్రింగ్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఎస్య ఇంద్రియాణి ఇంద్రియార్థేభ్యః సర్వశః నిగృహీతాణి. వన్ హూ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ అట్ ఆల్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్ రెస్ట్రైన్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ తస్య ప్రజ్ఞ ప్రతిష్ఠిత భవతి. హిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ బికమ్ జ్ఞాన నిష్ట, హిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ బికమ్ ఫోర్ విజ్డమ్. ద వర్డ్ సర్వశః ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ హియర్. భగవాన్ సేస్ ఎస్య ఇంద్రియాణి సర్వశః నిగృహీతాణి. సర్వశః మీన్స్ అట్ ఆల్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్, కాలతః సర్వశః అట్ ఆల్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్ అండ్ అట్ ఆల్ ది 10 సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ షుడ్ బి ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్. ఆల్ ది పంచ జ్ఞానేంద్రియా అండ్ పంచ కర్మేంద్రియా, టోటల్ 10 సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్, ఆల్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ షుడ్ బి అండర్ ది కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ ది సాధక. ఇన్ అదర్ ప్లేస్ శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ ఎవ్రీ అనిమల్ ఆర్ జీవ దట్ ఈస్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఈస్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ బై వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ వీక్నెస్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఎ మాత్ ఈస్ దేర్, మాత్ ఏ స్మాల్ ఇన్సెక్ట్. So that insect is destroyed by its weakness towards the light. You can see in the rainy season, wherever light is there, these moths will come, these insects will come, burning candle will be there. So it will come and come and come and finally it is destroyed by that fire. What is the weakness? Weakness in the eyes. That eyes of that moth wants to be near the light, so in that light itself it is destroyed. Then a deer, mruga, that deer is destroyed because of the sound. Generally people who want to catch that deer, they will create a beautiful sound. So hearing that sound, the deer will come near that person and it will be caught. Then fish is caught by what? A bait. It is called a taste. Fish is caught by its weakness in the tongue, in the form of taste. Then honey bee is there. Honey bee comes to every flower and smells that flower. Because of that smell only, honey bee comes to that flower. Then it finds out that honey is there. Then while drinking that honey, ultimately it loses its control then it is swallowed by the flower itself. Then elephants are destroyed or caught by people by sparsha. If they want to catch a male elephant, they will bring female elephant and they will try to touch each other. Then because of the sparsha, elephant is caught. But poor human being is having weakness in all these five sense organs. These other things are having one weakness only. If one weakness can destroy the entire life, what to talk about weakness in all the five sense organs? Therefore, a sadhaka should be very, very careful with regard to sensory pleasures. Then next question comes, how can you keep your sense organs in complete control that too all the time? Sometime or the other, I should be a relaxed person. All the time, like military, if I have to keep my life, what is there to have relaxation? So here, nigraha doesn't mean suppression. Nigraha, in general context, it is called control. Control means what? Is it suppression? No, Shastra says, it is not suppression, it is sublimation. Sublimation means growing out. This is the difference between the Vedantic culture, that is Vedic culture, and the Western culture. Western culture and philosophy does not know the difference between suppression and sublimation. Suppression and growing out. For them, control means a forced denial. For them, control means a forced denial. But for us, the Vedic people, control means a voluntary denial. Since this Western philosophy and scriptures, that literature don't have the concept of Atma, there is no concept of Atma, there is no concept of consciousness in any literature of the Western culture. There is no culture of gaining freedom while living. They also talk about moksha, but their moksha is after the death, going to somewhere else. After the physical death of this body and living somewhere else as a separate person. So there is no concept of Jeevan Mukti in their scriptures or literature. Their Mukti is always a posthumous business. Posthumous business means what? After the death it comes. Always after the death it is. Thinking people generally do not accept these theologies or dogmas. If you believe in certain dogmas and doctrines, and if you believe in the supremacy of Jesus Christ, then there will be a judgment day, and that day you will be given a particular heaven or place. But when you ask, is there any proof for your philosophy, for your dogma, they say you have to die first, then only you will come to know. Then afterwards, suppose if you find that it is not that, you cannot come and ask him. You told like this, I did like this, so I went there, but nothing happened as you told. You cannot come and ask them. Therefore, thinking people don't agree or accept these dogmas and theologies, and they don't have any access to the higher levels of truth also in their scriptures. Therefore only they have one particular culture called let go philosophy. It is called let go philosophy. Who knows after the death whether I will get heaven or not, and the things are there or not, we don't know. So now I am here now, and I have the capacity to enjoy this world, and I have a strong sense organs and physical body, and I have enough wealth also. So I will let the sense organs to go whatever way it wants to go. But this let go philosophy is a licentious life. But this life doesn't differ from animal life. Animal also has this philosophy. It wants to bark, it will bark whenever it wants. It doesn't differentiate, no, now it is a lecture time, I should not bark, I will give disturbance to them. That type of idea is not there. Immediately some instincts come in its mind and immediately it barks. So it is driven by instincts. Similarly, if human life also is driven by instincts, instincts born out of his own samskara, his own desires, likes and dislikes, attractions and aversions, so this let go philosophy is not differing from animal life. That is the reason entire science and technology works only to improve the sensory world. Entire modern science and technology, does it talk about Atma? Does it talk about Bhagavan? Does it talk about values? Nothing. So entire science and technology works in that direction only. It knows that direction only. So all the technology is for improving my sensory world, they do not have solution for deeper problems of human life. Even if a person has entire thing, whatever is available in the world, but still we find that person is unhappy. Whereas in our Vedic culture, Indian culture, we have a beautiful philosophy born out of Vedic revelations, and we have found the answers for the deeper questions of human life millions of years ago. What it is? Vedanta says, Tyage naike amrutatvam. If you want to be a free person, if you want to be a happy person, what is the only way? Tyage naike na karmana na prajaya na dhanena. Tyage naike amrutatvam anashuhu. Vedanta also doesn't agree with the suppression, because suppression is always, suppression means it is like cooker, pressure cooker. When it will burst, we don't know. So therefore Western philosophy prescribes bursting is troublesome, therefore allow it as it want to go, let go philosophy. We also say suppression is very dangerous one and does not contribute to the maturity of the person. But at the same time, let go philosophy also is dangerous. Let go philosophy also is dangerous and degrading. It degrades human dignity. Therefore Vedanta prescribes neither suppression nor expression. Western culture prescribes expression, thinking that suppression will lead to more psychological problems. Therefore you allow it. If you want to have some sort of pleasures, you allow it even before marriage. Even before marriage, you need not have any license. What is the necessity of having license? You allow it as it wants. So all the modern youth, now they have lost their brahmacharya, chastity is lost. So they allow the expression, and they propagate also that is a healthy way of life. But Vedanta criticizes it. You cannot be like an animal. What is the difference between you and the animal if you don't have discrimination capacity, if you don't have controlling capacity? Therefore, it neither prescribes suppression nor expression, but intelligent regulation. What it prescribes is intelligent regulation, which leads to culmination in the form of finding the truth, growing out by knowing higher levels of life. Since Vedanta contains higher existence, human being can be perceived at many angles. Western culture or modern science perceives the human being only from the level of body, from the level of sense pleasure only it perceives. Even Western psychology is nothing but perceiving human being from the body aspect. But our Vedanta has so many higher aspects. Vedanta says you are not a physical, genetical element. You are more than that. There are other koshas also. Pranamaya kosha is there, manomaya kosha is there, vijnanamaya kosha is there, anandamaya kosha is there. And above all, you are ananda vastu, chaitanya vastu. Because we have that goal as our life, all our controls, all our denials is voluntary denials. I am denying the lower thing not to suppress it, but to save my energy and use that energy in order to get that higher levels of existence. So you construct a dam. If you allow the river to go as it's like, entire water goes and get wasted and mixes with the ocean. But at the same time, if you want to have a dam, you are putting a brake for its flow. But putting brake is not the solution. Anytime it will burst out. So you have to create a proper channel for that. After creating a proper channel, if you put the dam, then through that proper channel, the same energy, the same water flows through and it is used for irrigation. In a more usable way, it is used. So neither stopping the river is prescribed, nor allowing it to flow in its own way, but to regulate it. It is called regulation. I know why I am regulating my lower instincts. In order to get that higher truths in my life, in order to live in that higher level, I restrict my lower instinct. By regulation, we try to utilize the human resources fully. We try to use the human resources fully. Western philosophy supports the dissipation of energy available with the human being at bodily and sensory level. Entire life is based in pampering this body, which is nothing but a bundle of flesh and filthy items. If you open Bhagwan with lot of grace, because of Karuna he has covered. Suppose if he has given power to see what is behind the skin, the eyes see so many things. Similarly, if eyes can see behind the skin what is there, nobody will keep life, because full of filth and blood and flesh, smelly items. So as long as Bhagwan is there in that life, his manifestation is there, the person is given a respect, sir, we call. If the manifestation ceases to exist, what happens? We say, Bharya api bibhyati. Even the wife says, it is already smelling, please take it out. One day over, how much time I can cry on that dead body? It is dead body. He is not my husband. Same body is there. Yesterday's body, same body is there. But Bhagwan is not there in that body. Bhagwan's manifestation is not there in that body. Therefore, despicable object it is. Therefore, Vedanta says, you are something which is beyond the body and sensory level. Finding out that something which is beyond that body and sensory existence is the goal of life. Indian philosophy demands in saving all the physical and mental energy in order to find that fact. Save the energies, channelize towards spiritual goal, become free by gaining the knowledge, then you can live in this world as a master. Western philosophy says, you are a slave, accept it, don't waste time. However much possible, try to get it whatever way is possible. You cannot get something higher than this. These two only are available for you to be happy. You just be satisfied with that level. But Vedanta says, no, you cannot be satisfied with that level, because as long as you are a slave, you can never be a happy person. This fact you can know only when you experience the physical slavery. Vedanta talks about mental slavery. Mental slavery, people are not able to understand, what do you mean by mental slavery? I don't find that I am slave. So how to demonstrate him? We have to put him in prison. We have to give whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, we have to give. Only we should not give freedom, he cannot come out from that room. He will become mad. So freedom is the first thing every jiva, not only human being. You catch hold a parrot and put it in the cage, you give all the things, but still it will be trying to get away. Why? Because freedom is the first thing every jiva wants. This fact we come across when we meet the persons in jail. Whenever we go to central jail, sadhus go to central jail every month to meet the prisoners. They are given nice food, beautiful food, tasty food. I also tasted it, very good food, better than food in the many homes. And they are given big area, about 20 acres, 30 acres, to play, to chit chat, to do whatever they like. No work. Work is only for people who got the punishment already, judgment over, for them only. All others who are in trial, they don't have any work. Work will not be given. And some places they have kept TV also. Carom board is there, books are there, and prayer hall is there, everything is there. But your movements are restricted. Bell means you have to come to room. Bell means you have to get away from that room. Then entire movements are restricted to just 1 kilometer radius. So what happens? This fellow, one day, 2 days, 3 days, same thing, same food, same people, same type of talks, and he gets bored. You see, every face is depressed, full of depression. So we ask, you get all those things, why you are unhappy? They say, we don't have freedom. We cannot have what we want to have. We cannot go where we want to go. Therefore, in a slavery life, there is no possibility of happiness. Every jiva comes to this world with slavery. and with lots of potentiality or lots of energy to break that slavery. In human life, it is given 100%. That breaking energy is given 100%. If you want, you can break here itself the slavery called Janma Marana, Janma Marana, Janma Marana. By gaining this knowledge, that freedom is given. And energy also is given. If the energy is spent at the lower levels of existence, at the sense pleasures, naturally you don't have energy towards gaining the knowledge. In the name of growth, in the name of growth, what we do? We decrease our all the potential energies. You see, there is a child is happy. We say it is not grown child, we say. But it is happy. His mental concentration is 100%. You can see, child sees that butterfly, totally absorbed in that butterfly. His mental energy is so much concentrated. What about our mental energy? In the name of growth, we have dissipated all the energies which is meant for higher knowledge. Therefore, Vedanta says, if you don't introduce this idea called freedom in the person's mind, entire life is nothing but waste. This introduction of freedom, freedom while living, not after death. After death, whatever happens, happens. Who is there to see? So while living, this freedom should be gained. Vedanta says, if you don't teach Vedanta, if you don't teach Gita to your child, then that child also naturally, it wants something to have as its goal. And anything it catches as a goal, proves in time that I am not a goal, I am a means only. So every child is given now, goal is, what is the goal now? You have to become a 6-digit salary man. That is the goal parents give to every child. Go to school, for what? You have to get the degree, for what? Then employment, for what? Then 6-digit salary is the goal. When the child gets 6-digit salary, then it finds that I have not achieved my goal, because there is, again, one more list is there to be achieved. To be achieved. Whereas this freedom as a goal for human life, it is given at the very childhood itself, naturally, it works towards that, in and through the other small, small goals. Vedanta doesn't say stop all your searches after worldly achievements. In and through that worldly achievements, you should have a background music that this is a temporary achievement, this is a temporary achievement. Through this temporary achievement, I want to have that permanent achievement called freedom while living. Therefore, Bhagavan here says a regulated life with sense control and mind control is the sign of strength. All other strengths, physical strength, academic strength, financial strength, social strength, social status, that also power is there, all will not help a person to face the dangers of life. Whether a person has other strengths or not, a person should have controlling strength. Controlling of what? Controlling of his own sense organs and mind. Therefore, he addresses Arjuna, He Mahabaho. He Mahabaho means a person with full of strength. You might have been proved yourself that you have strength in archery, physical strength. You might have even proved that you have the strength in doing tapas by seeing Shiva. But you should have strength towards this spiritual strength, which is in the form of gaining this knowledge by controlling the sense organs. Therefore, prove your strength, hey Mahabaho, by having sense control and mind control and by having knowledge. If this is the advice for Arjuna, what is the advice for us? Because Arjuna has already proved his status is 1,000 times better than our status. For Arjuna himself, this is the advice. So we have to take it in our own way, that how much we should be very cautious. Bhagavan continues.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato mune.
From the shloka 58 to 68, Bhagavan talked about sadhana. Though Arjuna did not ask for this topic, అర్జున ఆస్తి స్థితప్రజ్ఞస్య కా లక్షణ, వాట్ ఈస్ ది క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ది స్థిరప్రజ్ఞ. భగవాన్ రిప్లైడ్ దట్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ స్థిరప్రజ్ఞ ఇన్ త్రీ శ్లోకాస్, 55, 56, 57. వెన్ సడన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ 58 ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఈ వెంట్ టు అనదర్ డైవర్షన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ కరుణ, బికాస్ భగవాన్ నోస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున. దేర్ ఫోర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ కరుణ, వాట్ ఈస్ ది గ్రేట్నెస్ ఇన్ నోయింగ్ సంబడీస్ గ్రేట్నెస్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఇన్ నోయింగ్ సంబడీస్ గ్రేట్నెస్? ఇఫ్ సంబడీ ఈస్ గ్రేట్, హీఈస్ గ్రేట్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఫర్ యూ? యూ హ్యావ్ టు బికమ్ గ్రేట్. ఇఫ్ సంబడీ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ, వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూస్ ఫర్ యూ? యూ హ్యావ్ టు బికమ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రీ. దేర్ ఫోర్ భగవాన్ టోల్డ్ ద మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ బికమింగ్ ఫ్రీ. నౌ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ 69, 70, 71, 72, భగవాన్ అగైన్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు టాపిక్, దట్ ఈస్ స్థిరప్రజ్ఞ లక్షణ. ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక భగవాన్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ స్థిరప్రజ్ఞ. 55, 56, 57 హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ స్థిరప్రజ్ఞ. ఇన్ దీస్ ఫోర్ శ్లోక, కమింగ్ శ్లోక, భగవాన్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ స్థిరప్రజ్ఞ. అండ్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ శ్లోక ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ గ్రంథి శ్లోక. గ్రంథి శ్లోక మీన్స్ ఎ నాటీ శ్లోక, నాటీ ఇన్ బోత్ వే. గ్రంథ మీన్స్ ఎ నాట్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎ నాట్, అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ నాటీ శ్లోక. లైక్ వన్ శ్లోక వి కేమ్ అక్రాస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్, నాసతో విద్యతే భావః నాభావో విద్యతే సతః ఉభయోరపి దృష్టోంతః త్వనయోస్తత్వదర్శిభిః. లైక్ దిస్ నాటీ శ్లోక హ్యాస్ ఎ స్టోరీ ఇన్ మహాభారత్. వెన్ భగవాన్ వ్యాసాచార్య వాంటెడ్ టు రైట్ మహాభారత్, హీ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ భగవాన్ గణేష యాజ్ ఎ స్క్రైబ్ టు రైట్. దెన్ భగవాన్ గణేష టోల్డ్, ఎస్ ఐ కెన్ రైట్ విత్ వన్ కండిషన్, ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ స్టాప్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్. వెన్ ఎవర్ యూ స్టాప్ టెల్లింగ్ దట్, డిస్క్రైబింగ్ దట్ స్టోరీ, ఐ విల్ గో అవే. దెన్ హౌ టు మేక్ యూ టు సిట్? అండ్ మహాభారత ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సో మెనీ స్టోరీస్, సో మెనీ ఐడియాస్, సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ మే బి, ఏ పర్సన్ మే హ్యావ్ ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్. సో వెన్ ఎవర్ వ్యాసాచార్య డజన్ గెట్ ది నెక్స్ట్ పాయింట్, హీ విల్ పుట్ వన్ శ్లోక యాజ్ ఎ నాటీ శ్లోక, గ్రంథి శ్లోక. సో హీ టోల్డ్, ఓకే ఐ విల్ టెల్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యువర్ స్పీడ్, బట్ వన్ కండిషన్, వితౌట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది శ్లోక యూ షుడ్ నాట్ రైట్. ఎవ్రీ శ్లోక యూ షుడ్ అండర్స్టూడ్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రైట్. సో వెన్ ఎవర్ హీ హ్యాస్ దట్ ట్రబుల్ ఆఫ్ గెటింగ్ నెక్స్ట్ ఐడియా, సో హీ విల్ పుట్ వన్ నాటీ శ్లోక. దెన్ దట్ శ్లోక విల్ బి వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఫర్ ఏ కామన్ పర్సన్. ఇట్ నీడ్స్ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఇంట్రాస్పెక్షన్. లైక్ దట్ మెనీ శ్లోకాస్ కమ్ ఇన్ ఫోర్ చాప్టర్ ఆల్సో, కర్మణ్య కర్మయ పశ్చేత కర్మణి చ కర్మయ స బుద్ధిమాన్. వన్ హూ సీస్ వర్క్ యాక్షన్ ఇన్ ఇన్యాక్షన్ అండ్ ఇన్యాక్షన్ ఇన్ యాక్షన్ ఈజ్ ద వైస్ మ్యాన్. వాట్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్, వన్ హూ సీస్ యాక్షన్ ఇన్ ఇన్యాక్షన్ అండ్ ఇన్యాక్షన్ ఇన్ యాక్షన్ ఈజ్ ద వైస్ మ్యాన్. దెన్ వన్ మోర్ శ్లోక కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది 9th చాప్టర్, మత్సాని సర్వభూతాని నచాహం తేషు అవస్థితః నచ మత్స్యాని భూతాని పశ్యమే యోగం ఐశ్వరం. ఆల్ భూతాస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ మీ, బట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఇన్ దెమ్. ఏ అర్జున, ఆల్ భూతాస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ నాట్ మీ. వాట్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్, వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. సిమిలర్ టైప్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఆల్సో వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ అబౌట్ 2 pages ఆఫ్ కమెంటరీ ఫర్ దిస్ వేర్ ఎవర్ హీ ఫైండ్స్ ఏ ఛాన్స్. అదర్ శ్లోకాస్ జస్ట్ 2-3 lines. అదర్ శ్లోకాస్ యూ విల్ రైట్ ఓన్లీ జస్ట్ 2-3 lines, నార్మల్ శ్లోకాస్. దిస్ శ్లోక ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ ఐడియాస్. సో హియర్ ఏ సంసారి ఈజ్ కంపేర్డ్ విత్ ఏ జ్ఞాని. ఏ సంసారి, బిఫోర్ గోయింగ్ టు దట్ యాక్చువల్ శ్లోక, ఐ విల్ ట్రై టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ ఇన్ జనరల్ వే, దెన్ విల్ గో ఫర్ యాక్చువల్ శ్లోక. ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఏ సంసారి ఈజ్ కంపేర్డ్ విత్ ఏ జ్ఞాని. సంసారి మీన్స్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్. దో ఏ సంసారి అండ్ జ్ఞాని లివ్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ వరల్డ్, బోత్ ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ వరల్డ్, నాట్ దట్ ఆఫ్టర్ బికమింగ్ జ్ఞాని, ఆఫ్టర్ గెయినింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ విల్ చేంజ్, హ్యాలో విల్ కమ్ బిహైండ్ అవర్ హెడ్. దో థింగ్స్ క్యాన్ హ్యాపన్ ఇన్ సినిమా. ఓకే, సడన్లీ యూ గెట్ నాలెడ్జ్, దెన్ సిట్టింగ్ అండర్ ద ట్రీ, బోధి ట్రీ, బుద్ధ గాట్ నాలెడ్జ్, హౌ టు షో టు ది వరల్డ్? సో దే విల్ పుట్ వన్ హ్యాలో బ్యాక్ సైడ్, సమ్ రొటేటింగ్ హ్యాలో. లైక్ దట్ నథింగ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యాపన్. సేమ్ వైఫ్ విల్ బి దేర్, సేమ్ చిల్డ్రన్ విల్ బి దేర్, సేమ్ కంటాంగ్రస్ సొసైటీ విల్ బి దేర్, మిస్బిహేవింగ్ పీపుల్ విల్ బి దేర్. Insulting people will be there, corrupt people will be there, cheating people will be there, lying people will be there. Same world. World will never change. But for one person, for a jnani, this world happened to be a nandavanam. It is a pleasure garden. And for others, for an ajnani, it is a, if you see his face, you will come to know, it is a dukkamayam jagat. Sarvam dukkamayam jagat. Wise man says, sarvam vishnumayam jagat. But both are facing the same world, same situation and people. The response of a jnani and of a samsari will be diagonally opposite. The perception, the difference between their perception makes the difference. And both perceptions are entirely opposite, diagonally opposite. While jnani perceives the reality of the world, samsari's perception is based on the appearances. Two people go to seashore to see the sea. You can see a child goes, as even the child nears the seashore, what happens? Child jumps in elation. Child simply jumps in elation. Similarly, when an ignorant person and a jnani goes to seashore, one is engrossed. Jnani is engrossed, jnani is absorbed in one thing which is called water. Ajnani is engrossed or carried away by waves. Both are seeing the same sea, but one person's mind is engrossed in the water, the content, which happened to be Advaitam or Nityam, Jalam only. But an ignorant person is carried away by the Tarangani. Tarangani means waves. How many waves? Millions of waves. And it is Dvaitam, Anityam also. Ajnani's response will be one of elation and depression. Both are seeing the same sea, but one person's mind is absorbed in that content of that sea. Another person's mind is engrossed in the form of that sea. What is the form of the sea? Waves. Nothing but waves. But what is the content of the sea? Nothing but jalam. There is a Tamil shloka. A saint sings that, brings this idea. What is the difference between two persons? One is ajnani, another is a jnani. He sings, Marathai maraitadu mamada yanai. I will translate. Tamil knowing people are there, just I am trying to share. Marathai maraitadu mamada yanai, Marathil maraindadu mamada yanai, Parathai maraitadu parmudal bhutam, Parathil maraindadu parmudal bhutam. That means, both are seeing same elephant, wooden elephant. One is child, another is a matured carpenter. Carpenter sees that wooden elephant as a wooden piece. A child sees that wooden elephant as real elephant. And it goes and sits on the elephant and says, hey, go fast, it says. But the carpenter wise man, wood wise man is called carpenter. Carpenters are wise men in wood. So he says, it is nothing but a wood. As long as you are absorbed in that form, elephant form, the content called wood is hidden. Content called wood is hidden. When you find out that content called wood, this elephant forms are taken away from his mind. Similarly, as long as the mind is engrossed in the multitudes of forms and colors, Bhagavan is hidden. He is the entire world for us. Entire world is visible except Bhagavan. But for a jnani, except Bhagavan, nothing is visible. So both of them perceive the same objects and both of them relate to the same world, but their responses are not same. While ajnani is subjected to elation and depression, jnani responds to these situations properly. He doesn't attempt to change the world. Jnani doesn't attempt to change the world, external world, external setup, but he changes his way of looking. He changes his perception. Since there is a change in the perception, his response towards that situation also has a great difference. One more example they give in our Vedanta Parampara. Two people, one is a visitor goes to a cinema theater. Okay, he is given a place. And one more person is there in that cinema theater, cinema operator. For a visitor, he is absorbed in that cinema character. Along with the cinema character, he cries also. If the scene is very interesting scene, fighting scene, this fellow gives a kick to the neighbor. So his mind is totally carried away by the scenes which comes one after the other. But that person who is operating that cinema knows that entire character is nothing but a shadow. He is aware of the content called a white screen, which happened to be Advaitam One, which happened to be unchangeable. So his mind is absorbed. That's why he is not carried away by that cinema situation. Similarly, here, for an ignorant person, sarvam dukkamayam jagat. You ask anyone, how are you? They will tell initially, fine. Little bit you give time, they will put one comma. Then there will be again Mahabharata or Ramayana. Something will be there. Like this happened, like this happened, like that happened, like that happened. But for a jnani, sarvam shivamayam jagat or brahmamayam jagat or vishnumayam jagat. To understand this tricky shloka, naughty shloka, we should keep four things in our mind. Then only we can understand. Ignorant man is equal to an owl. Owl, you know owl? It's a bird. It doesn't see in the daytime. It sees during the night time. Ignorant man is like an owl. Owl is generally awake to night, dark night, but asleep to bright daytime light. Wise man is like a peacock. Peacock, that also another bird. So peacock is awake to broad daylight, but asleep to dark night. And what is the meaning of daylight and dark night? Daylight is equal to Advaita Tattvam. Advaita Tattvam means there is only one. And dark night is compared with the Dvaitam. Dvaitam. So here Bhagavan says, Ya sarvabhutanam nisha tasyam sanyami jagarti. Like an owl, ignorant man does not aware of the daylight called Advaitam. Ya nisha. Nisha means darkness. That which is darkness for a ignorant is a light for the wise man. What we understand? Very difficult to convey this. I try. For owl, daytime is fully dark. For a peacock, daytime is full of light. So, for an ignorant person, this Advaita Tattvam is fully dark. Nothing entered year after year, week after week. We go on hearing the Vedanta. What happens? Everything is blank for us. For an ignorant person, everything is blank. No enlightenment comes to him, his mind. So he is totally in dark with regard to Advaita Tattvam. But he is fully awakened to Dvaitam. He knows the difference between 50 paise and 75 paise. What is the difference? 25 paise. He knows the difference between sugar level in his coffee. Little bit sugar he adds, he says. He is that much aware. But he is not aware of the difference between daylight and dark night. He is not aware of the immortality and the mortality. He is not aware of the difference between nityam and anityam, permanent and impermanent. How much difference is there? But still he is not aware. But still he is aware with regard to certain things which we call dvaitam. So nisha means ratrihi. Ajnana, ajnani naam. For these ignorant people, this mind is covered with ajnanam. For them, daylight like Advaitam is not seen, being an ignorant like an owl. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. Ignorant people are very much awakened to dvaitam, very much awakened to money, sense pleasures, cheating, hatred, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, so much they are alert. We should be alert, then only we can live in the world. In that dvaitam field, jnani is asleep. Jnani, sa dvaitam nisha pashyato munehe. For a jnani, it is like a night. Night means what? No difference. In night, can you differentiate this mic and table? You cannot differentiate. Everything is same. So, advaitam is the fact for a jnani. Dvaitam is the fact for the ajnani. Towards dvaitam, jnani is asleep. Towards advaitam, ajnani is asleep. What is the big deal in this? In one field I am awakened, another field I am asleep. Like me, only jnani also, in one field he is awakened, another field he is asleep. The big deal is difference between death and immortality. In which you are awakened, in which you are slept, makes the difference. Therefore only pashyataha munehe. Muni he means a person who has knowledge. Pashyataha munehe, very beautiful expression it is. The wise man, one who sees the fact. He also sees the same world. He also sees the same world, but for him entire world appears as Bhagavan or reality. For us, entire world appears as mic as mic, table as table, enemy as enemy, enemy as enemy, friend as friend, wife as wife. So the mind is totally carried away. This is the difference between the jnani and the ajnani, and a person should try to gain this knowledge, because of which he can see the thing in the daylight itself. If he sleeps to the advaita jnanam, his life will be in darkness. Owl sleeps in daytime, na? So what is the fate of the owl? It has to roam in the darkness only. Similarly, if a ignorant person continues to sleep in the advaita tattvam, continues to perpetuate his ignorance, and his life will be full of darkness. Darkness, is it a relishable thing? In normal parlance also, we don't relish darkness. We want always light. There are some people, you have to put light, then only they will get sleep. Because bhaya is there. Darkness is represented by bhaya, fear will be there. Generally, whenever darkness is there, bhaya is there. So as long as a person is asleep to the daylight called advaitam, he will be subjected to fears of dark night called dvaitam. If a person is awakened to the daylight called advaitam, he is not affected by the dark night called dvaitam. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsari, so many things are there to threaten us, to destroy us. Every moment of life of an ignorant person is carried away by these emotions. But jnani is a happy person, since he knows what to see, how to see. And he sees only one reality. So a ignorant person may ask, okay, if jnani is awakened to advaitam, he is asleep to dvaitam. If I am asleep to advaitam, I am awakened to dvaitam. Both are awakened in one segment, both are slept in another segment. What is the difference? In what way it makes difference? Vedanta says, there is a difference. Because of this difference only, a person's life is differentiated, whether it is full of unhappiness and sorrowful, or full of happiness and freedom. Bhagavan continues, Apurjamanam achalapratishtam samudramapah pravishanti yadvate Tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shanti mapnoti na kama kami. One more. glory to the jnani. In this shloka, Bhagavan compares the jnani to a great ocean. If you see ocean, it is so deep, nobody could find out what is the depth of that ocean. Similarly, jnani also very deep. In a Ramayana, Valmiki ji describes Bhagavan Rama as samudra iva gambhiryaha. His gambhirya, gambhirya means what? The dignified personality is like samudra. You cannot measure that person. Very difficult to measure that person. And that sea is the source of all the waters of the world. Whether the water is in lake or well or in river or even in the clouds. What is the source of water? Sea only is the source of water. Sea never dries. So your waters cannot threaten, rivers cannot threaten. Oh, because we are all flowing towards you, therefore only you are getting water. And you are getting more respect also than us. So we will have a strike, so we will not flow towards you. Rivers cannot say. Sea will tell, I give water for you. You cannot threaten me. I am sustaining your waters. Similarly, jnani cannot be threatened by the world. Jnani, generally people will say, we don't give food. Jnani will tell, I give food to you all. I am the aham vrikshasya re riva, kirti prishtam kire riva. I, the consciousness, sustaining the entire world. So he cannot be threatened also. Then, sea is a source of happiness for children, isn't it? Whenever children go near the seashore, they are very, very happy. Similarly, jnani also is a source of happiness for all the immature people. He will not condemn those immature people. He will say, oh children, get up, get up, get up. So he will be source of happiness of the entire world. And if a person, a mature person, approaches the sea, there that seashore provides a conducive atmosphere for that person to think about the life. If you go to seashore, then only you can understand. 1,000 people will be there, somebody will be running here and there, somebody will be playing, somebody will be sitting in meditation, somebody will be talking about their family quarrel, somebody will be dealing a business dealing, so many things will happen. But for all these type of people, who gives ashraya? That seashore. Somebody will be wondering about the nature. Oh, what a great wonder, it is like that. Similarly, this jnani is a person, very deep person, could not be understood by the humanity. Let's say all jnanis get now and then humiliations. People don't understand. People don't understand. So they know certain scale. With that scale, they try to measure. What happens? Their scale is not efficient one to measure. So naturally they brand, what they brand? They are mad people. Sri Ramakrishna was branded as a pagal, a mad people, or a cheat. But actually, through their life, through their universal love, unconditional love, afterwards society understands, oh, they are great, whom we can never measure. So immeasurable person, this jnani, compared to ocean. And ocean is not elated just because so many waters have come. So ocean says, oh, over, my capacity, over, don't flow towards me. It doesn't say. Nor it says, don't go away from me. Nor it asks, please come, I have to fill myself. Neither it welcomes the rivers for filling, nor it says, don't come, because already I am over. Similarly, this jnani is a person who doesn't have these two types of problems. Problem in human life is only two types. One is, when something comes, we are elated, and when something goes, we are depressed. When something comes, we are depressed, and when something goes, we are elated. When a good person comes, when good thing comes in our life, we are elated. When the same good person goes from our life, we are depressed. When a bad situation comes in our life, we are depressed. And when a bad situation goes from our life, we are elated. Appa, now I am free. These two things are not there with regard to a jnani. more detail you will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.